This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not good enough, though. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. The newest Dallas Maverick in saying goodbye to Jerick Jones Jr. Do you want to start with Najee Marshall? Because, look, I have to admit, I was pretty stunned by this turn of events because, and I realized people were talking about the agency switch and the 15-day delay and everything like that, but I thought the Mavericks were saying, hey, maybe it's with Josh Green in the deal. Maybe it's just with the trade extension. We think we got a real shot at getting Klay Thompson and perhaps still making a run or getting Derrick Jones Jr. with our most of our mid-level exception. So when I saw this, I have to admit, I was very surprised. The more you think about it, it makes sense. But just in the moment, I was like, wait, what?
I try to be as honest as possible. So I'm going to be as honest as possible here. When I saw on Twitter last night around 10 p.m. before I went to bed that the Mavericks had signed Najee Marshall to 3 years, $27 million, I said, who in the world is this person? I do not remember watching him play basketball ever. I did go to YouTube and watch highlights.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't really look at all like Derrick Jones Jr. in like dunking the ball. He does like dunking left-handed. I will say that. He is. So in that case, when you watch him dunk and it's a left-handed dunk, you're like, yeah, that looks like Derrick Jones Jr. Derrick Jones Jr. is two more feet above the rim when he does it. Which,
he flies.
But I do trust Nico right now. Nico had another plan in place. Mark Cuban never had another plan in place. And it was amazing to us every year. I'm assuming this advisors would tell Mark, what if Dwight Howard doesn't want to play here? What if Chris Paul or Darren Williams doesn't want to play here? He's like, nope, they're playing here. I already know it's a done deal. And then they would not choose the Mavs. And then the Mavs would be like, we literally have no clue what we're going to do. And it'd take them 7 days to recover as the whole market was just gone. And then Mark Cuban would finally go, well, I guess since this didn't work and I'm blaming the agent and I'm blaming the player, I guess I will sign this dude. For example, one of them that ended up working out okay was Monte Ellis. But like, yeah, they never liked Monte Ellis as a player. And they're like, screw it. He's the only person left on the market.
You're here.
Sign him. We have money. Sign him. And it ended up being okay. But I will say, Nico, I trust him. He's been able to find a Derrick Jones Jr., which when Derrick Jones Jr. was signed last year, it was later in this. I was like, he has not figured it out anywhere. And I'll tell you what, if the Miami Heat can't figure out how to use a player, we're not going to figure it out. And the Mavericks did. So even though I don't really know Najee Marshall and have only watched 10 minutes of highlights on YouTube on him, I have a feeling that Nico and the coaching staff believe that they can use that guy for 15 to 20 minutes a night in a positive way.
He is I think he's a more physical defender, although I think both of them in certain situations kind of get lost in the defense sometimes. But he's more physical, got a body type that's more like PJ than the wiry Derrick Jones Jr. But here's a number, Kevin, that stuck out a lot to me. The last 2 years, this is from Iztok Franco, the last 2 years, 40% of Marshall's three-point shots were heavily contested. 40% of them. Compare that to Derrick Jones Jr., 25%. Dorian Finney-Smith, 26%. Josh Green, 35%. So those guys have, like, they've seen because of Luka, like, everybody has to collapse and stop Luka. So he's going to have more opportunities to have wide open threes, especially in the corner where it looks like his numbers are very high there compared to Derrick Jones Jr.'s.
To your point, I don't know New Orleans point guard history as well as maybe I should. They've never had a point guard there. That's why they just traded for Murray, is because I'm not saying Murray's like the prototypical point guard. He's more of a scoring guard who plays point too, but he's never had a guy who's been able to hit him in the pocket where he needs it, where he gets that really that in the NBA 1 second to gather and shoot before the closeout happens. So, you know, maybe the Mavs look at it and say, hey, he's never played with a point guard in his life. And so now he's always had to see Brandon Ingram's a one-on-one, do his thing. And he's not going to find, like, a good pass. He's going to find himself a good shot, you know. So this is going to be – it'll be interesting. And I don't think they're planning on Marshall taking a starting spot right now. I think they really think Klay Thompson's going to take that spot. Yeah, but if Klay Thompson signs elsewhere, then he becomes a much more needed or valuable piece, you hope.
Does it help you out that he's probably better at dribbling the basketball? I know that sounds like a weird question, right? Because you're like, hey, you're in the NBA. There's a shocking amount of people in the NBA.
They can't dribble.
Like, yes, that's not particularly their skill. I think I'm not saying he's great by any means. He's more adept with the ball than Derrick Jones Jr.
I can only tell that through highlights. And I will say, through his highlights, he made a couple of passes and a couple of dribble moves that I was like, well, Derrick Jones Jr. can't do that. Yeah. So, yes, without watching him play a whole game and seeing it, I did notice he can. One time, he kind of hits a trailer with a behind-the-back pass, a behind-the-back bounce pass, where I'm like, oh, that was nice. I will say he seemed to be really smart at this, and I don't know. The Mavericks don't usually do this offense. They would throw the ball at times into Valanciunas. And then he would, as his guy turned his head to maybe double Valanciunas or look, he would cut quickly to the basket. Valanciunas is a pretty good big man passer, would hit him on a cut, and he would finish at the rim. So I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. Like, that shows me basketball IQ. When that guy turns his head, I'm going to take off if there's a lane, and I'm going to trust that guy like a Derek Lively, let's say. Gafford probably isn't, and Kleba aren't probably good enough to hit that. But if ever Luka's posting up and he sees the guy maybe go for a quick double team or a soft double team and turn his head.
I just saw the play you're talking about, and he looks really smooth doing it.
And so I'm like, maybe he's going to be a guy that knows when to cut off of the three-point line where, you know, that is a skill too.
Now, I saw this from the Mavs blog, at the Mavs blog on Twitter, if you want to go check it out. He defended every single position at least 12% of the time. Now, it is true he primarily was guarding the 2, 3, or 4. All right, so shooting guard, small forward, power forward, that is if you still believe that position basketball exists. But he is capable of guarding the point guard and the center. You just didn't see that as much. But the vast majority of the time, he was switching up between 2, 3, and 4. And that's good because obviously we felt really good about Derrick Jones Jr.'s defensive flexibility, and I feel good about the perimeter ability and flexibility about Najee.
And I don't think he's going to get bullied by anybody. Not that Derrick Jones Jr. did get bullied, but he's lighter, you know, and I don't think he's going to get pushed around by many people in that range, that 2, 3, 4 area. But I also think on the other side of it, Kevin, he can bully. Like, he can be one of those guys that puts a shoulder in somebody's chest. It's not going to feel good at all. Whereas Derrick Jones Jr., he was kind of slipping into cracks and making some great stuff happen. And he was a really good rim finisher. But different players, how they fit in your system is going to be a lot of fun to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I watched this morning Locked On Mavs. Yeah. I went to bed before this happened. So in the morning,
Nick Angstadt was doing stuff about it last night.
Yeah. And so, and Reggie Adetulo came on. So it was Nick and her A. I call him A because his last name confuses me. And then Reggie. And so they were talking about him. And Nick reached out to Locked On Horn, or not Locked On Hornets, Locked On Pelicans. And they said, you're really going to like him, and talked about how he's an irritator, how he's physical, and all of these things. So what you're saying, Corey, is at least what Locked On Mavs, talking to Locked On Pelicans.
That's good to hear.
Said there's going to be some good things you like about him, his physicality. The other thing, too, which Reggie brought up and Nick, is Reggie brought up at times people asked for Morris to come in and punch somebody in the nose for what they had done to our team. And they said, this guy is willing to fight anybody in the NBA.
Love it.
He might get thrown out of a game here and there because he decides I'm going to fight.
There might be a time when that's fine.
And so he is going to be an enforcer when it comes to, if you take a shot at Kyrie or Luka, or if you take a shot at Derek Lively, you know, you hope he's smart enough to in playoff time. You're like, hey, we don't need you to punch this guy in the face right now. We kind of need you. In the regular season, if you do that to our guy, I'll make sure to get you back or your star player back.
I'll take that, baby. We saw PJ in the Clippers series, right? Get physical and stand on business. And then he did it, you know, multiple times.
True.
Got another one of those guys that gives you some attitude that you need, man. When you have Luka, who already is a dog himself.
Right.
I know he whines and everything, but he's also, ask anybody in the NBA. They don't want to deal with that dude. You add a group of other like-minded dogs with them, you're going to be all right.
Now, you talked about how Najee Marshall is less likely to get the wide-open three, which is good in terms of how you can move the ball around. But when he does get a wide-open three, man, he hits it 40.7%. And I just want to use this comparison. You know what the Mavs starters shot wide open threes in the finals?
Oh, man. I want to say it's less.
Gonna be my guess.
I want to say 28%.
17.6% on wide open threes. And so when you looked at some of the three breakdowns, 40.7% on wide open threes, catch and shoots, 39.6%, corner threes, 42%. Lord knows the Mavericks love to hit up that corner three. So I do see a lot of positives that come along with it.
This year was the highest three-point percentage in Derrick Jones Jr.'s career. All right? Because, again, who he's playing with on that team creates that. And, Kevin, Najee will get the percentage is going to go down for him going from New Orleans to Dallas. That percentage will be in the 28 range, 28% of times.
Yeah,
he'll be more open more often than ever. Heavily contested threes, that number will be down in like the 20s because of what's going on with Luka. But you got max from Derrick Jones Jr. And now you just brought a guy in who was like, traditionally, this is just what he does.
Ooh.
So that makes it even easier for you.
I will heartily disagree with that. Last year was the first year you saw this from him. His rookie year, he was solid. The 2 years after that, he was a horrid three-point shooter. So you are counting on the fact that the Najee Marshall you saw last year from three is who you're going to get because he showed a gigantic improvement.
Yeah, his rookie year, he was 35%, and then last year was 38%.
In between 20% and 30%.
Yeah, and that being said, Derrick Jones Jr. had never shot 35% from three.
True.
So that's another factor.
And never as bad as Najee.
Yeah.
So it's a tough call, but you need to hope that that is what you're getting going forward. And I think with more open threes, it stands logical. But we're taking a little bit of a leap in faith that last year was the real Najee as well.
Well, and here's what I wonder. He shot 2.3 attempts per game last year, and then 2.8 the year before at 30%, and then last year 38%. He's going to probably shoot. If he's playing 20 minutes a night, I was thinking four.
Okay.
So I was thinking he's going to like close to double up his attempts on the Dallas Mavericks.
I can see that.
And if he wants to get playing time right now, let's not add Klay Thompson to the team, but if you have P.J. Washington, Josh Green, Quentin Grimes, Hardy off the bench, Luka and Kyrie are going to take up quite a few minutes. I know they're not wing players, but you start looking at Maxey, he's probably not going to be that healthy to play a lot, but he's a wing guy for you. If Najee Marshall goes back to a 30-point, three-point shooter, he's going to watch basketball games. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that they're only going to give him 10 games, but after the first 20 games, if he is a 30-point, three-point shooter and inconsistent on open threes, I think the Mavs have enough depth where they're like, you're only going to play when guys need nights off. You're not going to play in our normal rotation. And I didn't even mention Dante Exum. So I think that it's very important in this offseason that Marshall becomes a 35% open three-point shooter or better. We just showed the numbers that he has
shot better last year.
So it's going to be very important for his minutes that he's making, at least 1 and 3 and really more like 2 and 5 open three.
Well, and I mean, the same thing we talked about last week with PJ is hopefully he has a full offseason of working on that for himself. And then you got pretty much essentially kind of like you had with Dorian Finney-Smith and Bullock, where you have two guys who are very good defensive players who can hit corner threes. They got big size and length to go along with it now.
I know we talked a lot about the player that's going to be here, and obviously that makes sense. But, man, I just wanted to say what a hell of a job from Derrick Jones Jr. Thank you very much for being way more important to this finals run than I ever would have guessed at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but you're a Clipper now, so eat it.
So he's dead to you.
Yeah, he's dead to me now. Okay. Signed with the wrong team, bro. Oh. No, I saw somebody say Derrick Jones Jr. is a Mav for life. I was like, for 1 year, I guess.
Hey,
like,
he was this close to getting the Tyson Chandler treatment. Yeah. Like, 1 year, one title.
One moment.
He's ours forever. No, I could see that.
But, again, didn't happen, so.
You're right. It did not happen. So, the future is here, and the future is Najee. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Future's Klay, Kevin.
Okay, fair. Hopefully we will get that information today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.